The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So, hello and welcome to Happy Hour. Who's here for the first time at Happy Hour? Great, excellent, welcome, welcome. Wonderful to have you. So, whatever you need to know will be shared with you, so no previous experience, knowledge necessary. And basically, the bulk of our time together is going to be a guided meditation that I will guide us through. And afterwards, there will be some time for questions and answers and reflections. So, so for today's theme, for today's topic, we touch into different aspects of cultivating kindness, friendliness, goodwill, compassion, metta, the various qualities of the heart, forgiveness, gratitude in this hour, in this happy hour. And what I'd like to reflect on today and lead a guided meditation is this idea that the Buddha actually taught, the story goes that he taught the practice of loving kindness, actually in Pali it's metta, M-E-T-T-A, but it's translated as loving kindness, friendliness, goodwill, love. So it's a practice, it's actually a meditation practice, it's a formal practice. So it is said that he taught that originally to people, to monks, because they were afraid. The Buddha had sent them to practice in a forest, and the story goes there were tree spirits in that forest that were making ghoulish sounds and bad smells, and the monks were terrified. So they came back to the Buddha and said, send us anywhere you would. Just don't send us to that forest, please. Just we'll go practice anywhere, but not that forest. It's not friendly. So they were afraid. And the Buddha, the story goes, he says, actually, I'm going to send you back to the same forest, but I'm going to give you the only protection you need. And then he taught them the loving kindness practice. And the instruction was they would do it for the tree spirits, for themselves and for the tree spirits. And so they go back to the forest, trusting the Buddha, and then they do this practice for the tree forest. And the tree forests are so touched by their sincerity, by their kindness, the story goes, that instead they decide to protect them and take care of them, and they all live happily ever after. So how much we consider to this story to be actually true or really archetypal, thinking about it as an archetype, when we're afraid, when the fear is in our own minds, in our own hearts. So when we produce, when we cultivate, when we practice sense of friendliness and goodwill for the other, for what is actually making us very, very uncomfortable. In this story, in this archetype, it changes them, but really, what it really offers us, it changes us. We're really doing this practice for ourselves because it changes how we feel. It offers us safety. We feel more safe. We don't feel as upset, angry, afraid, whatever the situation might be. It offers a sense of soothing for our own heart, and the situation changes. We don't feel afraid anymore. So that's how this practice really supports our own heart in challenging situations when we're either afraid or we're there is someone in the outside world that we're having a challenging interaction with. Offers us ease and happiness and safety and just not getting entangled repeatedly in whatever is going on. So in that spirit, what I'd like to offer tonight in the guided meditation and the reflections is, there are people in the world that we are entangled with. We're entangled with in our relationships. We think of them as difficult people. They're not really difficult. They don't consider themselves to be difficult. Maybe they consider us to be their difficult people, right? So these are relationships that we just happen to be entangled with right now for variety of reasons, for a lot of causes and conditions that have been placed far earlier than maybe the conflict even happened, because of our background, our experiences, expectations, the way we perceive the world, see the world. So in so many ways, it's not really personal. So, but we might, in the conventional way, think of these people as difficult and think, and also have either fear of interacting with them or have anger, have resentment, have difficulty. So we don't feel safe, right? There's no safety in our hearts, in our minds, when we think of these people. So the practice of actually cultivating goodwill, friendliness, kindness in our heart for people we have entanglement with, we have complicated relationship with, is the idea of to free us up from that perhaps anger, upset, that tightness that always comes up when we think of them. It frees us safety. It frees us ease. It frees us. It offers us happiness. This doesn't mean this cultivating this practice of goodwill and friendliness for others, people we're having some difficulty with. It doesn't mean that we're going to condone the difficulty and, oh, we're just going to be nicey-nice and say, okay, it's all fine, you can hit me again. And it doesn't mean that at all. What it means, so we are not condoning the actions at all, still holding the people accountable for what they have done, but we interact with them from a place of ease, not from a place of contraction in our hearts. That's the idea here. So that we not condone the actions, but have a sense of ease when we're thinking about the person, when we're interacting with them, or maybe we'll never ever interact with them. Maybe they need to be, 100 miles away from where we are and not enter our lives ever again. But to still wish them well, to not have a sense of ill will, enmity, which actually hurts us more when we have a sense of anger or ill will towards someone. It's more hurtful and harmful for our hearts. So the idea of this practice, again, is to free our heart and cultivate our heart in kindness, goodwill, and not becoming a wet noodle or a doormat. It doesn't mean that at all. It takes a lot of stability and groundedness to be doing this practice, to be able to kind of be in our own seat of stability and care, both for ourselves and be able to share that with others. Kind of creates this, this for me, the image that comes up is like this invisible, not shield, but kind of like a kindness shield. Like, they can't hurt us. We're just, our heart, we're basking in this kindness and sense of goodwill. They can say whatever they want, and it's like, okay, oh, you feel that way? Well, thank you for your opinion. Okay, I still wish you well, but I'm not going to condone you can't talk to me like that ever again. So there are nuances in this practice that I want to communicate. It's not black and white. I think I've spoken enough. So what I'd like to do is actually now to delve into, to start the guided meditation. So this is the perfect time, especially if you're new, to see what your body needs, to go and get cushions. If you're sitting in the chair, it's best for your feet to be flat on the floor. So if you need some cushions for your feet to be flat, not crossed, not, angled, that would be best. If you need more cushions for your back, for your bottom, it's great to get that now. So So inviting you to land, inviting you to land in your body. If you're sitting in a chair, again, allowing your feet to be flat on the floor, touching the floor, not crossed. Allowing your upper body to be open, your hands to be resting on your lap. Maybe opening your chest, rolling your shoulders back just a little bit, letting your hands rest on your lap. Having a sense of integrity in your body, sitting as if a tall mountain, allowing your back to be straight, but not as if you're pushing your back up with effort, allowing your back to feel like it's being pulled by an invisible force, invisible string, up vertebrae by vertebrae, sitting tall. And as you are sitting tall, allowing your body to relax, allowing your muscles to be as soft and relaxed as possible, trusting the integrity, the internal structural integrity of your body to hold you up, not by the force of your muscles. Relaxing, softening. Feeling your feet on the ground, your legs on the ground. The touch points, feeling connected, rooted. Bringing all your attention to your legs, to your feet. It's a way to become grounded, as if you are feeling the contact point, the pressure, softness, hardness from the inside, not from the control tower of your head, but from the inside. Softening, relaxing, letting go of any tension in your legs, feet. Moving up and feeling your bottom on the cushion. Again, as if it was being seen, being felt, sensed from the inside. Feeling connected, rooted to the earth. And feeling your hands on your lap or touching each other. Feeling the warmth, contact point or the coolness of the air. As well as the hardness or the softness of the contact points. Again, letting your hands be felt from the inside. Not from a control tower of your head. A feeling of handness from the inside. softening, relaxing. Noticing if there's any tension or tightness in your hands, wrists, elbows, arms, shoulders. Bringing attention, bringing your awareness to your abdomen, feeling the breath move in and out. Again, from the inside, each breath, in breath and out breath being felt. Taking the time, the attention, right here, right now, what is happening in this body and with this breath. The sensations in the abdomen expanding, contracting. The nuances. Finally, bringing your attention, moving up from your abdomen to your chest, neck and your face, relaxing, softening. If there is any tension in your forehead, relaxing your jaw, letting your eyes rest in their socket. And your jaw, maybe letting it even, your mouth to fall open. Allowing your whole body to be relaxed. And just receiving the breath. It's not that you are breathing, the breath is breathing itself. Just receiving the breath, just as it is. Don't make it into a project. It's already happening. Just noticing what's happening, the movements in the abdomen. Receiving each in-breath, each out-breath in the belly, the abdomen area. Allowing it to calm and soothe, settle the mind as if a lullaby. And if you notice your mind is resting on a thought or plan, memory, it's okay. This happens in this practice without any judgment. Without judging yourself, berating yourself, just notice what the mind is resting on, your attention is resting on. And then simply, with as much kindness and ease as possible, gently inviting your attention back to the breath, to the body, right here, right now, just settling, just arriving, taking refuge in this moment of awareness. Allowing whatever is arising to be held in kindness, spaciously, openly. And now I'd like to invite you to invite to your mind someone with whom you have had some entanglement, just some complication in your relationship. Doesn't have to be the toughest relationship. Maybe a few notches down if that's available. As you're sitting, grounded in your body with your breath, bringing the felt sense, the image of this being to mind. And allowing yourself to see the common humanity between the two of you, if it's available to you to see life from their perspective. Again, not condoning any poor behavior or hurtful behavior that has been done. But for a moment, if possible, extending yourself as little as possible or as much as possible, seeing that this person also, just like you, wants to be happy. Just like you, they have likes and dislikes in the world. Just like you, they have favorite foods. They like to eat. There are people that they care about in their life. Just like you, they have physical pain. They get toothaches, body pains, colds. Life from their perspective, the experience of being human is not so different. Just like you, they have experienced sadness and loss. Just like you, they have hopes and dreams. They have aspirations. Just like you, they think they're doing their best in the world. And their best looks like this. This is the best they can do. If they could do any better, behave differently, they would. It's not within the realm of their capability. Perhaps to be kinder, more conscientious, more aware of the effect of their actions. Just like you have limitations Each of us have limitations. So do they. And again, not to condone the hurt that has been conducted and perpetrated, but just simply seeing the common humanity perspective. And from this perspective, and for the purpose of cultivating your own heart in freedom, in ease, in unentanglement, and lack of ill will that hurts you the most, more than anybody else. Out of this wish for your own heart's freedom, cultivating, wishing this person well. May they too be well in their body and mind. May they enjoy happiness and goodness in their life. And if you need to put them far away, some faraway island, as you wish them well, that's okay too, in your imagination. See what works. See how far it's possible for you to extend yourself to wish them well, see their humanity. I'll offer the classic phrases of metta. And see if you like to repeat them silently in your mind for this being, for this person. And it's helpful to keep connected to them, having their image or felt sense in your mind's eye. I wish you safety. I wish you safety from inner and outer harm. May you be safe from inner and outer harm. I wish you happiness. May you be happy and have good and have joy in your heart. May you be healthy. May you be strong. And may your life unfold with ease. Or you can simply say the abbreviated, simplified phrases of goodwill. May you be happy. May you be well. May you be happy, may you be well. Or I wish you well. And continuing to keep their image in your mind's eye, or their felt sense if that works better for you. And being connected to the sense of goodwill that you have for all beings, for people who live, people who suffer just like you, for the purpose of your own heart's freedom, wishing this person well. I wish you well. Even if I never let you back in my life, I don't want to have ill will towards you. I wish you well. I wish you peace. I wish you ease. I wish you goodness. Repeating the phrases over and over again in your heart and seeing what happens. staying connected to their image, their felt sense. Continue to say the phrases. And see what happens. You may be surprised as to what arises. If a lot of challenges come up for you in your own heart, holding yourself with kindness, wishing yourself well. If this practice is proving challenging or difficult for you, bringing up anger, difficulty, wishing yourself well. May I have ease. May I be free from suffering. May I be well. May I be free from suffering of hatred, anger. I wish myself well. I hold my own heart with kindness. And if you can stay with the person you're entangled with, continue to stay with them. Their image, felt sense, and the phrases, and see what happens. Let yourself be surprised as to the power of this practice. To continue to wish this person well. Realize that genetic lottery is really a mystery. You could have been born as this person. And their genetic makeup to their parents. This could have been you, the way you live your life, the way you're being in the world. This could be you. This could have been you. Allowing you to open up to their world from the inside. What is being them like? And continue to wish them well. And for the last moments of this guided meditation, I invite you to hold yourself with kindness for whatever arose or did not arise during this practice, just accepting, acknowledging that you tried, you've attempted, whatever happened, whether you were distracted, fell asleep, or a lot of anger and enmity came up, it doesn't matter. Just appreciating yourself that you tried to align your actions with your highest intentions. And appreciating that even one moment of cultivating goodness or an attempt to do it is worthwhile. May I love and accept myself just as I am. So for this next part of our practice together, I'd like to invite us to do some interactive practice of extending kindness and goodwill for people we don't know. And in this interactive practice, really the process, the content, with what you'll be speaking in a moment, but content is less important than actually the process of holding other people with kindness, of staying embodied in your body, feeling connected. So in a moment the invitation is to get into groups of three and I'll guide you. And if you don't want to do it, it's fine, you don't have to. It's not mandatory. And yet if you're kind of on the edge, I invite you to kind of extend your edge and see what it feels like to engage with other people in this very supported way of practicing. So when listening, try to stay embodied, try to feel your body. Start practicing right now. Can you feel your bottom on the chair as you hear me, as you listen to me? So when you're listening to other people, stay embodied and have a stance of kindness, as if they can say no wrong, just listening to them and not planning what you're going to say next, giving them your full attention, complete attention to whatever they want to share. You're being a human mirror. See what that's like. To not say anything, just drop and not ask questions and just not interrupt. Just hold space, hold kind space. And when you're speaking, try to stay embodied, feel your body if you can, although it's harder, just to give you a heads up. Speak from your heart whatever you want to share, as little or as much as you want to share. And know that you're speaking for your own benefit. The people who are listening are holding witness. So you're just saying, kind of like, you're not speaking to educate them, to impress them. You're just speaking for your own, from your own heart, to see what it's like to speak in this space, in this supportive space. So, and the content, the topic you'll be talking about is, what was this meditation like for you? What came up? Just reflections on this practice, and it could be anything. Could be I fell asleep, I was distracted the whole time, I loved it, I felt love for the person I'm entangled with. It could be anything. There's no right or wrong. It doesn't matter, the content. So, and each person is going to have a monologue for about a minute or two. So any questions about this process before we do it? And it's best if you stay on the same level, either on the chair or on the floor, all three of you. And if you came in with someone, I suggest you get into a group with other people you don't know. Meet other people. So please, go. If you need a partner, raise your hand. And you can just group up pretty easily. Turn your chair so that you're facing each other. Raise your hand if you need to be in a group. Need another partner here? There. Okay. Okay. So actually, there's a group of two here. How about having a group of three here? So if one person would kindly move, and I. Okay, great. Okay, great. So remember, it's a monologue, so you're not interrupting. And I suggest the person closest to the Buddha to start speaking. So before you start, stay embodied. Notice your body. Stay. This is a practice. It's not just go talk amongst yourself. Just really do this as if you're sitting like a mountain tall. Ah, really holding a space of kindness for other people speaking. What is it like to just be kind and listen? Okay, please start. So we have a few minutes for reflections on either the first practice, your guided meditation, or the second practice, interactive kindness exchange. So any reflections or questions or comments about either part, please. Yeah, if you would kindly... Thank you, Kristen.
Thank you. So I was dreading this group, small group, but it turned out to be very valuable, too. And I'm.
Did you say you were dreading it? I didn't quite hear it. Sorry, I didn't quite hear the first part.
What?
Sorry, repeat the sentence again. You were, but what about the small group? Sorry,
about small group. I was in the beginning. I thought I was not really happy about it.
Oh yes, yes, got it. Yeah.
And I found it was very valuable.
Right.
And I would like to be skilled in feeling more in my body, like. People in my group.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for sharing that. And it's very common that we feel like, yeah, I don't want to get into a small group. I don't want to talk to people. Oh. And then you do, and you realize, wow, this was so valuable to reflect in this way and to be held witness in this way. And in fact, there is a research study that in this kind of a situation, and people are told, okay, now you're going to be interacting, many people go, no, they just want to run. And then after they do the interaction, they report that they're really glad they did. So this is very common. So thank you for sharing it. And thanks for hanging in there and doing it so that you feel the benefit. What else? What else did you notice? Mike is coming your way.
There you go. Yeah, I've never done that before. Tried
to
like
close.
Yeah. I've never done that before. Try to like just listen and not have like a discourse run through my head or connect what I hear to a bunch of other things or ask questions. I always thought that I always, you know, encouraged that. You know, I thought, okay, you know, where's this conversation going? Try to get other ideas, mm-hmm. other questions. And I ended up not even being successful at it, right? Like just staying mm-hmm. in my body and actually just listening. Mm-hmm. But it was a cool experience to actually just try it mm-hmm. and catch mm-hmm. myself. Yeah, thanks.
Nice. So when you're saying that, it actually you're reporting a lot of awareness of how what you usually do in regular conversation, trying to come up with some things and, you know, say stuff, and here you're aware that was happening, but trying to come back to your body, realizing, wow, this is a very different way of engaging, to really deeply listen to another human being. So come back and practice this more and see how this can really open up to another way of being with other people. Great, thank you. What else? What else did you notice in either of the practices, the first or the second part? Did you find the first part challenging? Did you heart open up to feel the, yes, feel kindness for the person?
Yeah, I was able to feel kindness. I just thought it was interesting when we got into the group. Of course, every time we go into the groups, I have that feeling of like, social anxiety. But I know from coming here enough that I always get something out of it. And I know, I don't know if we talked about it in this group, but in other groups we've talked about like clinging to the positive and running away from the negative. And so I noticed that negative interaction, but then I also noticed the positive interaction of trying, when I talk to people, it's actually really hard to stay grounded because mm-hmm. I notice I get so excited in my body, like wanting to connect to them, wanting, you know, like that feeling, and it's a really good feeling. So yeah. I really appreciate you reminding us to come back to our body, because it was so hard almost to break that wanting to connect, you know, wanting to talk, wanting to, you know, help or do whatever, and just realizing, even though that's a great thing to want to be connected and it's a great feeling, that's also what distracts me in life too. So just to keep that in mind, you know, of like, okay, like it's great to feel connected, but also stay embodied. Yes. I really lose that when I want to be connected. So.
Actually, what I love in what you're saying is that you want to be connected to the other person and you want to be connected to yourself, to your own body, grounded. And if you lose the connection to yourself, then you're in your head, you're all over the place. So keeping both of those connections, external and internal. Thank you. This is such a rich practice that we do after the guided meditation. It's so rich. Even though I know it brings up social anxiety, but it's really rewarding. Thank you. We have time for one quick comment, if any. Yes, back there.
So I didn't quite rebel, but I had to step outside, so I was too late coming back mm-hmm. to join any group,
sure.
right?
Yeah.
It was really interesting because I just closed my eyes and was trying to soak in, you know, what was going on in the room. And the vibe was really pleasant. Mm. You know, there was this droning of the voices kind of going around, right? It was a good room, you know, very, very, very soothing experience in a way, right? So,
Yeah, interesting. And I appreciate you commenting on that, because it's a very different, quote-unquote, vibe that when people are trying to hold the space of kindness and they're practicing. It's a sandbox. This is a sandbox here at IMC. Okay, great. All right, so it is 7 o'clock. And I'm reminded by, I don't know if you know Car Talk on NPR, Click and Clack on this program, they always say at the end, you wasted a perfectly good hour listening to Car Talk. You have not wasted, I don't know, it's like it's trying to say you wasted a perfectly good hour at happy hour. I think there's humor in there, I'm not serious, you mean that. You've wasted a perfectly good hour practicing kindness. It's... Please appreciate the humor in that, right? Anyway, thank you so much for being here and taking a precious hour of your life to really cultivate kindness and practices, not just for yourself, but for everyone your life touches. May all beings be free. May all beings be happy, including us.